Prabhupada said, the entire one of his chapters, wonderful Krishna.
Mm.
So, same thing, wonderful fellowship. Everything you did was wonderful. Everything. All of the different qualities which are present in the Sama Rasa in a wonderful degree in Prabhupada.
And then you've seen so many things and it's hard to pick something out. But could you think of a specific incident that kind of reveals at least some of his character that somebody hearing would be able to appreciate him better? Something how he dealt with something?
Well,
it's like picking one thing out of a million.
I was going to wait for the proper time to say this, but to me the incidents which stick most on my mind now are how in the last few months Srila Prabhupada was constantly asked to be allowed to die peacefully. And how he would constantly succumb to the request of his disciples not to leave us. Our relationship with Srila Prabhupada has always been one of total submissiveness and complete position with Srila Prabhupada was one of complete submissiveness to his orders, his instructions, his desires, just like a menial servant. It's hardly the position of the servant to in any way the master for anything. He should simply receive the instruction or order and carry it out. Yet we found in the later months, in the most recent months, that Srila Prabhupada seemed to be demanding from us a different type of attitude and emotion, at least especially from his most personal servants. A number of times he would say, "Can you give me a medicine? Please give me a medicine that will allow me to disappear now." Another time he said, I want most now to disappear. I want to die peacefully. Let me die peacefully. Now on one hand we could take it and give him that medicine or let him stop eating and fast until death. We could have done that. And yet it seemed that, of course, we could not do that out of our love for him. And he seemed to respond so beautifully to that, our loving requests, that he would not leave, that he please stay with us longer. I think we all had the feeling, at least a few of us who were in his personal attendance, that there wasn't really a question that he would live for a long time. But even though it was only a short time, we wanted him to stay with us. And he would bring us to the point of complete despair. He would stop all doctors, all medicines, and bring us to the point where there was no return, where he would say, "Now there's nothing left but for me to die." And this would bring within us such a great anxiety that after a time we would just beg him, appeal to him, "Please, Srila Prabhupada, we need you. Please stay with us." And when the degree of our appeal reached a strong enough level, then he would say, "All right, I won't leave. Give me something to drink. Call this Kaviraj. I'll stay with you." So in a sense, he was deepening our affection. And in fact, when I brought this up the last time it happened, that afterwards I felt such relief, I said to him, Srila Prabhupada, you're driving us mad the way you're dealing with us. You put us to the point of complete, total despair, and then again you give relief by agreeing to remain with us. In this way, you're simply deepening our affection. Srila Prabhupada said very, very calmly, that is simply my duty. It's not that is not, that is my duty. In fact, for one who heard him say that, it was very apparent that indeed he was actually dealing with us in such a way as to make us demonstrate more and more our eternal dependence and necessity of being with him and needing him. He was teaching us how to love himself and thereby how to love Krishna. And in fact, that's how we have to understand the last few months of Prabhupada's presence with us. He didn't do anything here physically, in the sense that he didn't do very much. He translated a little bit, but that was very little. He didn't open any new temples, he didn't give any lectures, he hardly made any public appearances, what's even outside of, like, even in terms of circulating the temple, he hardly did that. He simply lay on his bed, and he gave every one of his disciples an opportunity to approach him, to render very intimate service to him, and to deepen their affection and love for him. And that was actually the purpose. He said to me that, I want to at least travel around the world one more time. This is just before we went to London. He said, because if I can go around the world once more, I can strengthen this movement and the disciples. I can strengthen their love for Krishna more. So because of his physical condition did not permit this, we found that he did this simply by laying in bed. And by his expert handling of our devotional creepers, he trained us and helped us to become more and more lovingly attached to him, and in that way attached to Krishna. Therefore, I feel that these last months with Prabhupada were the most important months I ever spent with him. And somehow I feel that by seeing the way he acted and the way he dealt with me personally, that that I'll be you can take this part off, this last sentence. Somehow I felt you want to. I mean, I want to say something, but I prefer not to say it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right. Yeah, some of these questions are for non-devotees.
Right. What to do? I mean, was that all right tonight?
Oh, yeah. But this one, people want to know, what are the ingredients of greatness? Everyone's after that.
What are the ingredients of greatness?
Yeah. So Prabhupada is certainly great by any estimation. He created a world movement. So by observing him, what particular traits did you see in him which you say would most contribute to his greatness?
There's only one trait that contributed to his greatness. And this is the actual reason. Then we can go into the mundane reasons. But the actual reason is that Prabhupada is a completely surrendered servant of God. He's completely attached and surrendered to God. As God creates the entire creation and this universe, and because he's the creator and the maintainer, he's also the controller of all activities ultimately. And for one who completely surrenders unto the supreme controller, Krishna, Krishna enables that person to perfectly carry out the mission of the Supreme Lord. So actually, because Prabhupada chose to carry out this mission of Krishna, and because he completely submitted himself to Krishna's desires and Krishna's control, he became a perfect, because and then you should place these words in the proper tense, not that he became, he always was.
Mm.
Because he was a completely surrendered and submissive servant of God, Krishna could act perfectly through him. Therefore, there was nothing impossible for Prabhupada to do.
Mm.
Just as in the past we have seen, miracles performed by great saintly personalities, This is because God can create and perform miracles, and by the grace of God, His pure representatives can also do this. So this is actually Prabhupada's greatness. This is the cause of Prabhupada's greatness. Now, from a material standpoint, you could give other reasons.